You're a little older and a lot wiser. The future is yours. Define aging on your own terms. Welcome to AARP Without Limits with your host, Mike Olander.
Hello and welcome. This is AARP Without Limits, WPTF Talk Radio. We are disrupting aging with the power of 50,000 watts. And our podcast available anytime on demand at WPTF.com or through our Facebook, AARP North Carolina. I'm your host, Mike Olander of AARP North Carolina, and we have a great, great program for you today, folks. Mac is back. Yes, Helen Mack, the outgoing volunteer state president of AARP North Carolina, is with us for her final time in her role as state president to talk about her reflections on her service volunteering, not just here in North Carolina, but across the country, as well as what is next for her. But before we get to Mac, as always, ladies and gentlemen, I am joined here in the studio by my partner in crime, esteemed production engineer, Mr. Jason Kong. Jason, good to see you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. It's good to see you, too. How have you been?
I have been well. I have to say, I miss you and I miss this microphone here. I feel a little out of practice because of the holiday schedule beginning the week before, actually even before that, because I was in Austin, Texas for a week with Mac, actually, and we missed that week. We had a rerun an old show, and then we had the holiday, of course, Thanksgiving. Had to run a different show then. And then did we run into a hang-up last week? I think we did last week, too. So, yeah, we've been running some of these old evergreen shows, as we call them. Content is timeless, but the effect of that, or the consequence of that, in fact, unfortunately, is I feel a little bit out of place with the mic here. But good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you, too. You know, it's the cold weather has come in, so yes. I always think of you when there's some sort of seasonal change.
That's right. Seasonal change and weather changes. You know, I figure when my day job disappears, perhaps I have a future career here at WPTF doing the meteorology reports, Jason, though I know you guys always like to give us the current conditions and things like that, so I think that's part of everyone's job here. Anyway, how was your Thanksgiving? Did you enjoy it?
It was wonderful. You know, we've got the three little ones, so they don't get particularly excited about the menu, but my wife and I still do the traditional stuff. So, you know, at some point they'll get into it, but, you know, they just like being around and getting the tree and decorating and things like that. So, yeah.
Excellent. My man, traditional.
That's right.
I'm the same way. I know people get a little fancy with Thanksgiving, and, you know, people do, you know, family's going to celebrate however they like. The important thing is people get together with friends, family, even strangers. You know, there are churches, there are other places that provide opportunities for Thanksgiving dinner for people who don't have a family or don't have a home. And I'm definitely thankful for that, those people who do those types of things. But yeah, for me, I love it. My kids and I, we kept it pretty pretty simple. I have to admit, most of the food that I served required very little preparation, Jason. Some of it just needed to be heated. I have to say, big shout out to Publix sweet potato casserole. This is not an official AARP endorsement of Publix, but I have to say that was some of the best sweet potato I've ever had. But really great. And then I've got my brother, one of my brothers and his family live in Wake Forest. And so after we did our thing, we headed up to Wake Forest and had dessert and some card games and stuff up there and really got to enjoy some family time with them. Definitely feeling very, very thankful for that, Jason. I have to say, one thing I wanted to get into before we bring our guest on is back last time I was here, Jason, it was shortly after, I think it was the week after the election, and we had Brian Lewis on, and we were talking about various aspects of the election, of course, the results, the turnout, what it means for North Carolina. And one of the things, if you recall, Jason, I had said in that show was I challenged the audience to really do their best to make the most out of Thanksgiving as a way of talking about difficult things when it comes to the election, when it comes to politics, because there is this huge divide. And immediately, you know, right before the election and right after, we heard about people, you know, going to, you know, possibly boycott Thanksgiving because they can't stand the politics of their family members or things like that. And I said, you know what, I want to challenge folks, you know, when you go to your Thanksgiving, you know, try to find out what, you know, why people feel the way they do. You know, tell me something I don't know. You know, what am I not getting about, you know, your politics or your choice for president or what have you, just to kind of bridge that divide. And I have to say, Jason, I am kind of blown away by how bad this situation is. We've been seeing news reports and lots of stuff on social media. I mean, actual organized campaigns of people saying, I'm not going to my family's Thanksgiving because they voted for this candidate and not the person that I wanted. And I can't believe this is really happening at the scale that it's happening. In my own life, as somebody who's close to me, her mother decided not to go to Thanksgiving because, not because she didn't want to go, but because the people who were hosting her had been literally been taunting her about your person didn't win and blah, blah, blah. It just was relentless. And she made the decision, sadly, the days before Thanksgiving to not go. And she was by herself. And I just can't, we got to do better, folks. We really got to do better, because this sort of red team versus blue team, you know, people are taking it way, way, way too seriously. When we're letting this interrupt and destroy the most important thing that we have in life, which is our relationships and our relationships with our family and our friends, things have gotten too far, and we are losing what's really valuable in life. And so I really do hope those of you who are listening, if you fell into that trap, really to take a hard look at yourself and consider possible solutions here and how to move past it. Because we got to. I mean, life's going to go on, folks, no matter what. And the sun's going to come up tomorrow, and it's going to come up, you know, 4 years from now when we're past another election. And we got to do our best and make sure that we are responsible for the worlds that we are in and how we treat people. And we got to be better at it, because that is our individual responsibility. So let me put that aside. That's out of my system. And let's get to some good stuff, Jason. Helen Mack is with us. Mack has been serving for the last 2 years as AARP North Carolina State President. She's been volunteering with AARP for much, much longer than that, not just here in North Carolina, but across the country. And not only is she a very highly regarded volunteer and state president, but she's also a dear, dear friend, not just of me, but of our AARP North Carolina team of staff and volunteers. And so, Mac, it is so wonderful to have you back. Hello, Mac.
Hey there, Mike. Good hearing from you.
Mac, it's the end of the year, and on one hand, it feels like it just flew by, and on the other hand, I am thanking God that it is finally over. We've had quite a year with the hurricane, with the election, and so much else. As we're wrapping up this year, what's standing out to you as far as 2024 goes?
I think, like you, I have been concerned this year about relationships, because for me, everything is relationships. And what really stands out, though, is the amazing things that happened in spite of what the atmosphere looked like. I think the examples of how flexible AARP was when the hurricane hit the mountains, and the amazing response from the ASDs and the volunteers to reach out to the volunteers that were in the mountains. I think the work that showed up there tells me that honestly, we are in a better place, and we just need to get our heads off that negative piece, because down deep, we're good people. And when something needs to be helped, we're there. And I think that's probably that we're standing on the shoulders of Ethel Percy Andrews with her quote about, you don't know about life until you're helping other people, that that's what happiness is about, and that the human condition really is the essential ingredient. And it's only in going out of yourself to others that we truly live. And I think that's probably what I'm taking out of these last couple of years. North Carolina AARP really does live that idea.
Mac, I want to dig a little bit deeper into that question, if we could, and the answer that you just gave, because most people, in fact, they say the vast, vast majority of people listening to this don't know. But, you know, you came on board as state president for the last 2 years, really to help us through a transition, right? I mean, we were just coming out of the pandemic. We were changing gears, getting back to doing things in person. And there were real challenges at the time that staff were facing, that volunteers were facing. We had, unfortunately, some really great volunteers, including a member of our executive council who stepped back, really, because even at that point, 2022, they were still uncomfortable being in doing things in person. You helped us through that transition with the soft skills. Can you say a word a bit about that? Because relationships and communication was such a key ingredient of what you brought to the table there.
I really appreciate that. But I think what I brought to the table was the capacity to listen. Mm-hmm. And I think when somebody demonstrates listening, others then go, oh, wait a minute, I am being heard. And then they start listening to others. And I think it's, Mike, I think you and I as thought partners really made the difference for what happened, because we listened to each other and we were modeling for others. This is how it's done. We may not always agree on everything, but the idea is I'm respecting you 100% by giving you all my attention when I listen to what you say, and then I act on what I hear from what you have said. Mm. So I don't know that it's a me kind of thing. I think it was a we kind of thing. I think once people understand that the power is in the listening and then doing, it just spreads. It's just a natural human condition.
You know, this is completely unplanned, Mac, but I have to say my little informal banter with Jason about Thanksgiving and how it's people weren't talking to each other. What you've just provided the answer there now is just listening. Hey, Mac, maybe you and I need to be doing this radio show together. Maybe we can change the world together.
We certainly have enough topics to handle with it.
We do, and listening is such an important part of that, especially when you don't agree. It's when it's needed the most. When we come back, folks, after this commercial break, we're going to continue our conversation with Helen Mack. This is AARP Without Limits. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is AARP Without Limits. Just a reminder, folks, that we always love to hear from you. If you have a question, a comment, a suggestion, or a recommendation for a future guest or topic, please feel free. Send us an email to aarpwithoutlimits@aarp.org. We've been speaking today with Helen Mack, a.k.a. Mack, who is the outgoing volunteer state president of AARP North Carolina. Her term with us is coming to an end after about 2 years now. But Mac, you have been wearing many and have worn many hats at AARP as a volunteer over the years. What specifically has this experience of being state president been like for you?
So being the state president was a unique setting. I had not realized how pivotal it could be. And as I had said earlier, a big piece of it for me was being a thought partner with you as the state director, because I think that's important, that collaboration between staff and volunteer. For me, it was really very satisfying seeing people in community doing really good work for really good reasons. And actually, they're standing on the legacy of Ethel Percy Andrus, who was a volunteer through her whole career when she founded AARP. So I think what I appreciate most of it is the reality that legacy is continued and continues through the role of that state president.
Then, you know, you get to travel the country and you help AARP state offices and their volunteer networks work better. What are some of the observations that you've had doing that, and what has that told you about AARP North Carolina's work back here at home?
So you're right. I get to travel all the time. I've been from New Mexico to Maryland, from Alaska to California, and every state has the same why they do things. They've got the same core issues, but it's the how that makes the difference, and the how really depends on what they need in their state. And they're close listening to the people in their state for what they need. And everybody does it in their own unique way. And I am always so pleased when I get back to North Carolina and can say, North Carolina understands the value of relationship. It's all about people. You know, we have regional contacts, ASDs, EC in the local areas. And so the contact with people is really valuable. It's not abstract. It's not from paper. It's from contact one-on-one. And to me, that's been, you know, I tell you every time I come back from something, God, it's good to come back to home here in North Carolina, because you feel, you can sense that idea of relationship and how valuable it is to us in this state. It really does. That culture makes a difference for me.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm sure most of our listeners don't know this, but we here at ARP North Carolina do have a pretty unique structure and how we do things here in the state. Most AARP state offices around the country have got, you know, some of them have more than one office. Some of them have, a teleworker here or there. We are very decentralized here, where we have five regions around the based around the metro areas, where we have permanent staff based with individual volunteer networks. And their job is to figure out what does that neck of the woods need that AARP could help with, and let's be relevant rather than providing a blanket one-size-fits-all approach. It's very locally focused. Looking back at the year, Mac, AARP North Carolina has had a very busy year. At this point now, we've had more than 460 events and activities in the state. 82% of them were in-person and not virtual, and most of them were led by volunteers. For those volunteers who are listening to this program, not just volunteers with AARP, but others, what message do you have to share with them?
If I'm going to talk to a volunteer, I am going to remind them that, in fact, they are AARP. Volunteers are AARP. You're out there in the community. The idea is for you to listen and then respond. And every volunteer is needed, whether you do an episodic piece, whether you take a leadership position, whatever it is your interest is, you're part of AARP, and AARP wants you there because you're the most important piece of AARP.
That is a wonderful, wonderful message. And as you know, we get to the end of the year, people are often thinking about next year is going to be different, and then they've got a list of New Year's resolutions. And for some people, for sure, listening to this program right now, perhaps they are thinking volunteerism might be part of their what's next, you know, their new year, 2025, being a new year for them. And a lot of people may not be aware of just how instrumental, how central volunteerism is to AARP. We've got a lot of great staff. We've got a really talented staff. Like I mentioned, more than 460 events here and activities here in North Carolina this year alone. As talented as our staff is, they cannot do all that alone. And in fact, as I mentioned, most of that work has been volunteer led. And so for those folks you who are listening, who are considering volunteer opportunities, are considering how do I have a great impact? If you're listening, if you're in the western part of the state and you see there's so much going on and you're thinking, what uniquely can I be doing? There is AARP there in the western part of North Carolina. Rebecca Chaplin is her name, and she is more than happy to connect with you. Mac, looking at the future of AARP as you're now stepping down from your role as state president, are there any developments that you see coming that you're particularly excited about?
There might be several. You know, I think the emphasis on age-friendly is really important because it hits every aspect of what communities need. I think community is that big, important piece. And I'm not just talking geographic communities. I'm talking about interrelationships across distance and across ideas. I think to me, what's really going to be more important in the future is intergenerational work. I think we've become divided into segments around aging, And it's not the natural way of being. Family is intergenerational. And I think that intergenerational work has to come back as a focus for us so that we're not competing one against the other, but we're supporting each other across those ages. That's really important to me. And then I am absolutely fascinated by artificial intelligence and how artificial intelligence can help us have better lives. I'm not looking for how it can make me write a better paragraph. I'm looking for how it can help us as individuals and as humans have a better life because of the capacities that we can develop into the AI. I don't see it as a threat. I see it as an absolute potential. So I'm fascinated to see what's going to come from that in the future.
Intergenerational interactions and relationships and artificial intelligence, definitely key things to that are on the horizon, that are developing and we need to be seeing more of productively in the future. Last quick question for you, Mac. We've got a new CEO that's just come on board now. What are some initiatives that you think that ARP work that ARP is doing now that you'd like to see continue on, or perhaps new areas, where we're not delving into where we should be?
That's really curious, because I think what's going to happen is the new CEO will be looking at where it is we are. And it's always good to have a new perspective come in, because you get kind of wobbly after a while in relying on what you've always done. I think AARP has really good central issues around caregiving, around Social Security, around issues that are very human issues. And I think those need to be attended to. But I also think the two we just talked about, the idea of intergenerational work, really gets to be so much more central for me. Mm-hmm. And we need to continue working on an ageist approach that we seem to be experiencing, and how we really need to refocus, because aging really is a positive thing. And we need to keep looking at that positive piece of it, not the negative pieces of it.
Words
and seeing its values.
Words and Wisdom by Mac on all shelves in popular bookstores right now, folks. I joke with Mac. Mac, thank you so much for spending some time with us here during the last month as your service as ARP North Carolina State President. And we will, of course, be continuing our friendship and our work together in different ways with AARP. But I want to thank you so much for all the wonderful work you've done with our organization, and a true champion and leader for our volunteers statewide. You are very much appreciated and loved. So thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
That is a wrap, folks. I want to thank Helen Mack for being our guest. I want to say thank you to Jason Kong for production. Thank you for listening. This has been AARP Without Limits. This is Mike Olander signing off.